This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The Committee on Commerce and Energy will come to order. Would like to welcome everyone here this morning for confirmation hearings. Particularly like to welcome our internet visitors. I guess the first thing we need to do this morning is make an announcement that Senators Nostrup and Schoenbeck have been removed from the committee temporarily, and in their place, Senator Jensen as vice chair and Senator Langer have been added to the committee this morning. The issue was we were going to have three people missing and would have put us at a bare minimum for a quorum. And if somebody had to go pitch a bill or even head to the restroom, we could be sitting here without the ability to do anything. So I did make that request, and it was granted by the President Pro Tem last night. So can we have the Secretary call the roll?
Senator Curd. Kennedy.
Here.
Monroe.
Here.
Nelson.
Here.
Langer.
Here.
Jensen.
Here.
Stalzer.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay. Can we have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the minutes from Senator Jensen, seconded by Senator Kennedy. All in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Minutes are approved. Okay. We have two pages here this morning. We will ask them to come to the microphone, introduce themselves, tell us a little bit where they're from, and what plans they have after this year in high school.
I'm Macy Wysorek. I go to Stevens High School, and I plan to pursue a major in biomedical engineering.
I am Sarah Hemmingson. I am from Bradley, but I go to school in Webster. Next fall, I plan on enlisting in the National Guard, and then after basic training, I plan on going to Minnesota State University Moorhead for public relations and business administration. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We'll advise everyone, if there are handouts this morning, to please have the pages handle that for them. Again, anyone who is testifying this morning that is representing an organization or the state, make sure you have your badges on and that you have signed in on the podium. Again, a reminder that all questions will be addressed through the chair. And I guess the last thing is please turn off your cell phones. Penalty in this committee is jerky for the committee, so we're still waiting for the first one, but much better than what Senator Monroe does in his committee, which is to just laugh at you. So this morning, I believe the first executive appointment on our calendar is Steve Westra from Sioux Falls. And do we have a proponent?
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Aaron Scheibe from the governor's office. Just my pleasure this morning to introduce Steve Westra as the GOED commissioner. I urge your favorable consideration. Just wanted to give a little bit of background on Mr. Westra. I'm sure he'll talk a little bit more about some of his ideas for GOED, but many of you, I think, have known Mr. Westra for a long time. He was at one point a member of the legislature here, but prior to joining GOED in January of 2013, he was the chief operating officer for Hegg Companies in Sioux Falls, which is a large real estate development company focused on hospitality and commercial property industries. He has extensive business background in the private sector, both in Sioux Falls and elsewhere in the country, and he has really spearheaded a number of different economic development, public-private partnerships throughout his career, has extensive experience in and out-of-state private equity, and working with debt financing for projects. He's really well-suited for the mission that GOED has in terms of facilitating and helping businesses. As I said, he's served in the State House of Representatives from 2013 to 2016, and has also served on the State Tourism Advisory Board, so obviously has a lot of experience and knowledge about how those industries impact the state. Westra and his wife Julie have three children, live in Sioux Falls, And on a personal note, I will say, having come from GOED in my prior life before joining the governor's office, I had the pleasure of working with Mr. Westra during the transition process. And he has really hit the ground running. And he, in fact, was out just last week at a trade show representing the state, hoping to bring in some new businesses. And I know the staff, as well as the governor's office, are looking forward to working with him and would urge your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional proponents. Good morning, Mr. Westra.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, committee members. First of all, I just want to say thank you. I appreciate this opportunity to come before you here this morning and testify for myself on behalf of this position. I look forward to it. I think, as you all heard in the governor's State of the State address, she has really challenged the governor's Office of Economic Development going forward, and it's a challenge that we are going to accept and that we are excited about, whether it be identifying the next big industry here for the state of South Dakota, or even as, I would say, a smaller task of just redoing the entire website and the timeframes that she's put on it. We're excited to do that and to make sure that people understand that in the state of South Dakota, business is open. We're also looking forward to the opportunity of taking on the broadband issue that is before us here in the state and making sure that we are connecting those rural areas here in the state and making sure that we're better off going forward here in the next generation. And then more importantly here, we'll also be integrating the Ag Development Department into GOED and making sure that when people do come into the state of South Dakota, they fully understand that it's a one-stop shop, so to speak, of where people can come to. Just because they're leaving ag doesn't mean that we're leaving ag behind. We'll, I think, have even a working or a better working relationship with ag going forward by having their representatives coming over to GOED. So there's a lot that we have before us. We're excited about it. I'm excited to be a part of this. And I would also ask for your favorable consideration on this as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional proponents? Are there any opponents? One last time for opponents. Seeing none, we will dispense with rebuttal and we'll open it for committee questions. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question for Representative Emeritus Westra. Mr. Chair, with your permission. Sir,
yes.
I made it clear I'm not a big fan of the whole Governor's Office of Economic Development and how that money comes to pass, but being as how it's there, the emphasis on the past has been these large, grandiose projects when, in fact, you know, my constituents in these small towns of South Dakota are the ones that really need that help when it comes to, of anybody, the state being able to help them out. I know of a specific little butcher shop in Scotland that had contacted the Governor's Office of Economic Development and really struggled to get a shop going, and there was no assistance. Do you have any ideas moving forward as far as looking out for the heartland? I know the trend is always looking at Sioux Falls and Rapid City and large developments, but I would beg you, if you go forward with this, that you look at something for the small town of South Dakota that are really struggling. And I was curious if you had any ideas that may be in the hopper and want to give you a chance to express them.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
Senator Nelson, I appreciate the question very much, and I think it's important that people do understand that when the Governor's Office of Economic Development may get highlighted for some of the larger projects, but there are dozens and dozens of small projects that the Governor's Office does partake in. And, you know, I guess I would also be interested in hearing more about the situation that you brought up. But what I will tell you is that the state of South Dakota is full of small businesses, and it's critical that we do support our small businesses and that we get probably more aggressive with that going forward. And it's a commitment that I'm going to make to you personally and also to the department that we are going to get out in front of that, because we do need to get behind the 2 to 5 employee businesses that are out there, because they really are the bread and butter here in the state of South Dakota, so to speak. And so that's something that we are going to be taking a look at. We do have opportunities to be a part of those businesses, and we want to make sure that we are, and it's something that I'm going to take a very serious look at going forward.
You follow up, Senator? Any additional questions? Senator Kennedy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Westrup, you have a very impressive resume and background, but a question that has been raised to me concerns the number of different business enterprises you're still actively involved in. And the question I've been asked to ask you is, how are you going to deal with potential conflicts of interest between projects that the Governor's Office of Economic Development may be working on and the various business enterprises that you are currently actively involved in?
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
Senator Kennedy, again, I appreciate that question as well, because I would like to address that front and center. To be very clear, I have removed myself 100% from all the operation side of head companies going forward. I will have zero involvement with any of the day-to-day operations of any of the entities that I am involved in. From an asset standpoint, it's kind of difficult to unravel a lot of that stuff, but I'm going to also let you know that I've relinquished all of my voting rights while I'm at the Governor's Office of Economic Development. And so the ownership that I have in those entities, my voting rights will be getting turned over to another person that will have 100% of my interest in that.
Follow-up?
Is that going to be turned over to your wife or a relative, or is it going to be turned over to someone independent of your family?
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
Senator Kennedy, it's actually going to be turned over to my business partner. So it will not be my it will not be anybody in my family. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wester.
Mm-hmm.
Any additional questions? Senator Langer.
I just want to point out, Mr. Chair, that you have a great SDSU outfit on today. So I think that tie and that, it's very, very good, representing the best school in South Dakota.
Go ahead, Ms. Questra.
No comment on that, but thank you.
Do you plan to organize any jackrabbit hunts during this publicity for your new department? Any additional questions from the committee? Okay. Okay, we'll then move to committee discussion and or action. Senator Nelson.
I move to do advise and consent on Mr. Westrup.
Okay, we have a motion to advise and consent on Mr. Westrup. Motion made by Senator Nelson, seconded by Senator Langer. Any discussion of that motion? Seeing none, we will ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Curd. Senator Kennedy.
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye. Okay, having received a majority vote of the committee, Mr. Westra is confirmed. Or at least if the Senate agrees. Okay, our next hearing will be for Jim Hagen, for the position of Secretary of the Department of Tourism. Do we have any proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Bailey Carlson with the Governor's Office. Jim Hagen has served as South Dakota Secretary of Tourism since 2011. He has a passion for seeing the tourism industry grow to new heights in all corners of the state. Before becoming the Secretary of tourism. Jim served 4.5 years as the National Fundraising Campaign Director and Public Relations Director for the Crazy Horse Memorial Foundation. From 2004 to 2006, he served as South Dakota Secretary of Tourism and State Development. And from 1995 to 2002, he served as Chief of Staff and Special Advisor to Governor Bill Janklow. Jim was honored to be named the National State Tourism Director of the Year in August 2014. He was chosen by his peers in the National Council of State Tourism Directors and the U.S. Travel Association. Under his leadership and in close partnership with the tourism industry in South Dakota, the state has set new economic impact records every year over the past 8 years, including all-time spending and visitation records. During his tenure as secretary, the Department of Tourism has been the recipient of numerous regional and national marketing and public relations awards. In March 2014, Jim was appointed to the 32-member National Travel and Tourism Advisory Board by U.S. Secretary of Commerce Penny Pritzker. The board is charged with advising the United States Secretary of Commerce on travel and tourism issues affecting our country. In March 2016, he was reappointed by the secretary to another 2-year term. U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross recently reappointed Jim to another 2-year term in September 2018. Jim also serves on the executive board of the U.S. Travel Association, and in January 2017, he was elected chairman of the National Council of State Tourism Directors. Secretary Hagan grew up in the northeast region of the Mount Rushmore State, and he is a graduate of Aberdeen Central High School and the University of Southern California. He loves South Dakota, as I'm sure you can all agree, and its hidden gems. He is always up for a good adventure, and he is honored to have been reappointed to Secretary of Tourism. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional proponent testimony?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Jim Hagan, I guess I'm serving here as a proponent of myself as well, but excited to be here, and thank you for the opportunity to visit with the committee this morning. We're excited about where tourism is heading in South Dakota. As you heard Bailey just share with you, we've set our eighth year of record visitation, record spending. We're just as excited about 2019 as we have been over the last 8 years every year. If I could just recap quickly, in 2018, we saw that visitor spending rose to almost $4 billion in South Dakota. That was an increase of 2.5%. We welcomed 14.1 million visitors. That was an increase of 1.4%. $2.66 billion was the amount of GDP that tourism contributed to our state's GDP. That was an increase of 2.5%. $298 million, that's the amount of state and local tax revenue that was generated as a result of tourism. $865, that's the amount that every household in this state saves as a result of tourism in South Dakota. And 54,723, that's the number of jobs that are sustained by tourism in this state. 2019 is going to be a very busy year for us. We just received some great recognition from Fodders and Forbes magazines as being one of the hottest destinations to travel to in 2019, little old South Dakota. So we're proud of that. We're going to be very aggressive with adding new travel shows in 2019. We'll be adding the Los Angeles Travel and Tourism Show next month. We added Dallas, Chicago, and Denver over the last couple of years. We'll be hosting dozens and dozens of what we call familiarization tours for group tour operators from around the globe, as well as domestic and international journalists. We just published a new vacation guide that just came out, and also a new international vacation guide that is published in Chinese, Japanese, Italian, German, and French. We have a brand new campaign that is launched for those of you who may have been at the Tourism Conference Gala. Brand new TV spots with that old South Dakota jingle that you're familiar with that you may still have in your head resonating all these years later. We have brought that back as a result of focus groups saying where they said to us how much they love that jingle. Like I said, we were just excited about 2019 and continuing to grow this industry. It's revenue generating, it's job creating, and we're going to do all we can to get those visitors here to our state. So that being said, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I stand ready for any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Hagan. Additional proponents? Are there any opponents? Okay, seeing no opponents, we will dispense with rebuttal, and we will move to committee questions. Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to just give you a little bit of experience I have with Mr. Hagan, and it's all been good, except one. We met basically back in 95 when I just got into the House, and he just got into his position with Governor Janklow. And to this day, I still wake up at 2 in the morning and sit up in bed because Mr. Hagan and four other people had me out in the hallway or behind the House there. And it was 1:30 in the morning. It was a rather contentious bill. We were talking, and actually I was on the floor, and they were choking me. And he just did a heck of a job back then. And then I got term limited out, and I was gone for a decade. And I come back, and there he is again. And if anybody thinks that this man isn't the right man for this position, they're just foolish. I'm telling you, he really knows what he's doing, and he's always been palms up, straightforward, and excellent at the job he does. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Was that a question?
Close enough.
Okay, close enough. Any other committee questions? Senator Nelson.
To answer Senator Monroe's question, the statute of limitations has expired. Secretary, I do have some questions for you. One, I want to preface it with a compliment. I have to say that the dignity statute, as far as tourism's involvement, that grand slam, well done, God bless you. It is, she quickly became one of my favorite icons of South Dakota. With that in mind, does your office have any other ideas on how to market and highlight our great South Dakota Sioux history and culture? I was pleased when I was in Berlin in 2006 to see a shop in Berlin that was selling Sioux art. So that's the first part of my question is, do you folks have any other grand slam projects like Dignity that you have in the aisle that we could talk about?
Mr. Chairman, thank you, Senator Nelson. Appreciate the question. And first of all, it's unbelievable to me the amount of interest that Dignity has generated in this state. I knew personally that it would. I was hopeful that it would, but it has been beyond our wildest expectations. And for anybody who is traveling on I-90, if you haven't, especially during the summer, just pull off and stop at that Welcome Center. You will see cars from dozens and dozens of other states, and literally hundreds of people surrounding Dignity. So one of the things that has been most encouraging for me, Senator, is the fact that it does allow us, it gives us a new platform to tell the story of our Dakota and Lakota people here in the state. We'll be participating actually in a meeting on Friday with the Pine Ridge Chamber of Commerce and members of the Oglala Sioux Tribe to talk about this new parcel of land that they've purchased near I-90 and to talk about what could be, what sort of development might occur there that could be enticing to visitors to stop and to learn more about the Oglala Sioux Tribe. Also, about a year and a half ago, we really have made a concerted effort to add tribal tourism as one of the four niches that we're focusing in on. First is agritourism, tribal tourism, outdoor adventure, and sports tourism. But we are bound and determined over the next couple of years here to get the ball rolling, hopefully with some special projects on maybe one or two reservations that we can use as an example then to other reservations that here's what we accomplished, for example, with the Sisseton Wahpeton Oyate. And maybe this can also fit for you as well. But I also know that South Dakota Missouri River Tourism Region is going to have a big emphasis now over the next 6 months and making a concerted effort on tribal tourism. We're going to work hand in hand with them on that. So I think our biggest challenge, Senator, you know this well, you've traveled the globe, is people just need to be educated about what is here. South Dakota is still an unknown, and some people look at that as a daunting challenge. We don't. We're inspired by it because we love to go out there and tell the story of our entire culture, whether it's Native American culture or Old West culture, pioneer history, it doesn't matter. So the opportunity is there, and we're going to take advantage of it.
Go ahead with your follow-up.
So I have two other areas of concern that are near and dear to me. One of those is my understanding is Department of Transportation is looking at closing the rest stop near Salem. And you know, having that being my hometown area, I grew up with those rest stops. They've got the teepee art there. You know, it's always been kind of a waypoint that my travels coming home, going past it, you were really home. Sure. And my concerns are losing that iconic fixture on the prairie. You know, I brought a bill this session to look at trying opening that up for some type of private development if we're looking at closing it down. And I'd ask the tourism to look at doing something to, you know, a constituent actually brought it forward and pointed out that it is a huge marketer for our South Dakota tourism industry. So if there's anything that the tourism can look at with that, it's more of a comment than anything. The other thing is, having spent a long time in Asia, I spent a long time in Japan. Japanese are some of the most prolific travelers in the world. And one of the regrets I had being over in Japan is not seeing a lot of marketing for South Dakota. And it is a difficult market to break into. But these folks have huge disposable income. When they go on vacation, they go on vacation. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to encourage, and if there's anything I can do to assist in getting South Dakota tourism into really breaking into that market. I can tell you from the countless Japanese cops and intelligence officers I dealt with, the Wild West is a huge romantic allure to them. So I just would encourage South Dakota tourism to continue on that market. I think it would be a marriage made in tourism heaven, so to speak. But anyways, thank you for your service, sir, and thank you for listening to what we have to say.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Okay, any additional questions? Okay, we will move to discussion if there's any that hasn't been posed as a question. Senator Nelson.
I would move to pass, sir.
Okay, we have a motion do pass from Senator Nelson, seconded by Senator Langer. So the secretary will call the roll on the advise and consent for
Senator Curd. Reagan. Senator Kennedy.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Six, aye.
Okay, having received a majority vote, the advise and consent will move to the Senate. Is there any additional motions?
Mr. Chairman, move consent.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to move consent by Senator Kennedy, seconded by Senator Nelson. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. This nomination will move to the floor on the consent calendar. And just a quick explanation, reappointments generally can go on the consent calendar. New appointments will generally be referred to the floor for a vote. So that's the difference between the two. Okay, our next one is the appointment of Marsha Holtman to the Secretary of the Department of Labor and Regulation. And good morning.
Morning again, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Aaron Scheibe from the Governor's Office. It's my pleasure this morning to speak on behalf and introduce Secretary Holtman, who is a Belfouche native raised on a fourth-generation dairy farm. She worked as a teacher by training in a number of positions in the Black Hills area, including Hot Springs, the Youth Forestry Camp, as well as in Rapid City before moving to Pierre, where she later became a 22-year veteran of the Department of Labor and Regulation. She held several key roles within that agency before she became cabinet secretary 4 years ago. And I will tell you, I've worked with Marsha in my capacity at former capacity at GOED for the last 5 years, including on the Workforce Development Council. And I've gotten to know her very well. Really can't think of a better person to lead that agency. Her commitment to good stewardship of the resources entrusted to the department, as well as meeting the workforce needs of our businesses and helping the workforce grow in South Dakota, is something that I've always looked up to and admired a great deal. I really would urge your favorable consideration for this nomination, and would gladly turn it over to Marsha for a few more words. So, thank you.
Thank you. Will the Secretary come forward and testify? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, committee members. I am so pleased to be here this morning. My name is Marcia Holtman, and I have been the department secretary previously for 4 years. I would like to mention that this is such a great honor, and to illustrate what an honor it is, Aaron alluded to the fact that I'm a Belfouche native, fourth generation dairy farm. I always joke that that's the reason I went to college. if you want to know hard work, it's on the dairy farm. But 4 years ago, when I sat in front of the committee, my parents actually joined me for my confirmation, and I may well be the only person that ever brought their folks with them for that opportunity to be confirmed. Since then, I've lost both my parents, so that remains a very special day in my memory that they could join me for that particular hearing. I am very committed to the challenges that face our state with the workforce issues that we have, and continue to look for creative solutions. I'm excited for the new administration as we continue to focus on that topic, as well as on the regulatory side of the department, making sure that we maintain a healthy banking and insurance and securities and licensing boards and commissions to better serve the citizens of our state and make sure that we're providing all those services in a manner that's streamlined and easily accessible and continues to be a good steward of those resources that we are allocated. So with that, I'd be happy to stand by for any questions.
Okay. Are there additional don't go too far. Are there any additional proponents? Okay, seeing none, are there any opponents? Opponents? Seeing none, we will again dispense with rebuttal and move to committee questioning. Are there any questions of the committee? Seeing no questions, is there any discussion on the part of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I would move advise and consent.
Okay. We have a motion by Senator Kennedy, a second by Senator Jensen to advise and consent. Any discussion on that? Okay. I'm going to take the opportunity to make a quick comment. I was very happy to see the work your department did on Senate Bill 37 this summer. Having been at the White House when Secretary Acosta announced the cooperation with the states, and to see how quickly your group has come together and brought that, and in fact, you know, we've sent it on to the House, but that the bill being one to allow associations to sell or have group health insurance plans, which would help small groups or small businesses get the large numbers it takes to bring the cost down. And I'd just like to publicly thank you for your work on that. And I think, Senator Monroe, you have a comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to thank you for the slack that your department cuts us little people. On occasion, we always get caught up, but it's always nice to not have somebody on our back. I do appreciate that, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Any additional comments? Okay, seeing none, the Secretary will call the roll on the advice and consent of Ms. Holman.
Senator Curd. Kennedy.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Six.
Having a majority vote, we will move the advice and consent to the Senate floor. Is there any other action?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Kennedy.
I move consent.
Second.
Okay. Again, we have moved to the consent calendar by Senator Kennedy, seconded by Senator Jensen. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, this confirmation will move to the floor on the consent calendar. Thank you very much. Okay, the last is a reappointment to the Board of Economic Development of John Calvin. Proponents, please.
Good morning again, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Aaron Scheibe from the Governor's Office. I thought it would be most appropriate for me to speak on Mr. Calvin's nomination, as I've worked with him for the last 5 years at GOED on the Board of Economic Development. So wanted to just briefly introduce him. Unfortunately, Mr. Calvin was not able to join us today, but I did want to have an opportunity to let the committee know the qualifications for the nomination, and if there are questions, be happy to take those. Mr. Calvin is currently the CEO and sole owner of J. Scott Industries, which is an operating company in Watertown that invests in and helps a variety of small businesses through diversified investment holdings. Before starting J. Scott Industries, Mr. Calvin owned Angus Palm Industries in Watertown, a name that may be familiar to many of you, which he later sold to the employees. Angus Industries was actually the very first ready loan that the state ever made back in 1987, and so Mr. Calvin has both been a beneficiary of the ready fund as well as an overseer of the ready fund in his capacity on the Board of Economic Development, and I think he has a unique perspective in that regard. Mr. Calvin held many senior executive positions at Lockheed Martin Corporation before he started J. Scott Industries and Angus Palm, along with positions in other publicly traded companies, has extensive business experience. And throughout his career, he's also been involved in countless other business ventures, very active in the community in Watertown. Mr. Calvin also served as Cabinet Secretary of the Office of Tourism and State Development from April 2003 to December 2003, and shortly after leaving that position was appointed to the Board of Economic Development, where he has served consecutively ever since. And so he is among the very most experienced members of the board, brings a very unique and very good perspective to those discussions, and is really, in my experience, deeply committed to the economic development of South Dakota, to helping small businesses, and really to providing some guidance and oversight to GOED as well. And I've really enjoyed getting to know John over the years. So with that, I'd be happy to take any questions on his behalf, but would urge your favorable consideration for advice and consent.
Thank you. Are there additional proponents? Are there opponents? Once more for opponents. Seeing none, we'll again dispense with rebuttal and move to committee questions. Seeing no questions, we will move to committee discussion and or action. Senator Langer.
Mr. Chair, I would move do pass on the advising consent of John Calvin.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion from Senator Langer, do pass on the confirmation of John Calvin, seconded by Senator Monroe. Is there any discussion of that motion? Okay, seeing none, we'll ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senator Curd. Kennedy.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Six.
Okay, having received six votes, the majority of the committee, the nomination is approved by the committee. Senator Langer, you have it.
Move consent.
Okay, Senator Langer moves consent. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, seconded by Senator Nelson. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, the confirmation of John Calvin will move to the floor on the consent calendar. And since we have one more bill that is below the line, I'm going to bring that up this morning. 57, we've had most of the testimony on that. And Senator Monroe.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Senate Commerce Committee table Senate Bill 57 at this time.
Okay, we have a motion to table Senate Bill 57 by the sponsor and seconded by Senator Langer. Any discussion of that motion?
Table is a non-debatable motion.
Okay, that's a voice vote. Roll call. Okay, the Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Curd, Kennedy?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Pass.
Langer?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Five.
Call.
Nelson?
Aye.
Okay, having received an affirmative vote, Senate Bill 57 is hereby tabled. Is there any additional action on the part of anyone from the committee? Okay. I'm going to make one quick announcement. Please leave your books. And now we've had a motion to adjourn by Senator Langer, Seconded by Senator Nelson. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.